worship team, and everyone, please be seated. Thank you.
谢谢新加坡乐团，让我们一起就坐。
We were supposed to have our Vision Sunday this morning.
我们原本今天是我们的意向主日。
But because due to the medical emergency.
因为刘牧师突然之间有一些的。
I have to stand in the gap.
<笑>我必须站在当中。
So few weeks ago, I attended a parenting workshop.
几个星期前我参加这个亲子教育的讲座。
It is called Parenting the AI Generation.
就是人工智能世代的亲子教育。
It is held in this church in Loft 29.
这个讲座就在这一个地方举办。
It is one of our initiatives from our ministry for the married couple and families.
这个也是我们这个家庭夫妻事工的其中一个先驱。
And that workshop provided me very insightful things for me to learn about the generation nowadays.
这个讲座激励了我很多关于这个世代的知识。
Because just not long ago, we have not heard about AI at all.
在不久前我们都未曾听过人工智能这回事。
There was no ChatGPT.
我们没有 ChatGPT.
There is no Bard.
也没有 Barn.
We do not know the machines could do that.
我们根本不知道有任何这些机械体。
Until very recently.
一直到最近。
And until very recently, I've come across a very concerning issues.
最近呢，我发现了一个令人堪忧的事情。
Because every one of us, we are using AI in probably ChatGPT or Bard. May I know here who has never tried ChatGPT, Bard, or any sorts of AI platform before? Can you raise up your hands?
请问如果你未曾使用过这些人工智能，可否举起你的手？
Bless you. It is a very dangerous and useful.
祝福你，因为这是一个非常危险，可是非常有用的东西。
But it is just a tool.
可是它只是一个工具。
And I find very concerning issues when I browse through on social media on this.
我觉得值得探讨的事情是。
So this is a screenshot that I have.
这个是截图。
I got from a post. Somebody used their social media account, and then they went on to the beta version of Instagram's AI bots.
某人他在这个社交平台，他就发问了这些问题。
So this user is trying to get the response from this AI bot.
这个用户他就问了这个人工智能，期盼这个人工智能可以回应他。
And he pretend to be like a teenager.
然后就把自己当作像一个年轻人一样。
Asking for an advice from this chatbot.
就问一问这个 chatbot 的这个回应。
When I was young, I don't use Google. Never exists to me. I don't even know how to use internet.
当我还小的时候，我不曾使用过。
When I know how to use internet, I will ask Google some questions.
每当我用这个网际网络，我就会问谷歌一些事情。
Then when I have YouTube, and I will ask how to do something.
当有 YouTube 的时候，我就会问，我可以做些什么。
And the current generation, they use the AI chatbot to ask for life advices.
现今的这个时代，他们就用这个人工智能来问一些生命的问题。
So this user asked this chatbot.
这个用户他就问了这个 chatbot 这个问题。
He's asking for an advice.
他就要起，就有一些的。
How do I tell my parent if I want to be in a relationship with three people? It's a trouble.
我应该怎么做？ 如果我要同时后有跟三个人有这个恋爱的关系。
And a chatbot, because the avatar is supposed to be an open-hearted mom.
这一个所谓的人工智能，它需要成为一个很开放的母亲。
In short, it says that polyamory is your thing, then go for it.
他就是说，多角恋如果是你的爱好，那你就去做。
And he says that love has no numbers.
爱无极限。
Don't let other people tell you what you should think.
不要让他人来限制你的想法。
I don't know about you, when I saw this, I was quite scared.
我不知道你是怎么想，可是当我看到的时候，我是很害怕。
I mean, there will be one day that our children will be asking the chatbot similar questions.
因为有一天你的孩子一定会问关于这些问题。
How do we deal with the crisis in life?
我该如何来处理这世上的挑战？
And then if this is the answer we got,
如果这些是我们所得到的答案，
they will be just be fed with their ego.
他们的这个自我就越来越壮大。
And they just want to hear what they want to hear.
他们只是想要听到他们想要的答案。
And I'm not showing this to scare you.
我显示给你看，不是为了要 哄吓你。
But this is a real case scenario that happened.
可是这是一个很好的案例。
I'm not here to tell you don't use ChatGPT or AI at all.
我不是在这里阻止你使用任何的人工智能。
Don't use any phone, any technology, because all technologies are evil.
啊，不是说哦，所有的这些人工智能都是坏的。我不是说，我是工程师，我这么说。
I love to use ChatGPT。
我喜欢使用这些科技产品。
But before we jump into the conclusion whether this technology is evil，
可是当我们乱定下这个定论结语的时候
，Let's have a bit of basic education what AI， how AI works。
让我们来学习一些基础的知识，人工智能到底是如何操作
？So AI stands for artificial intelligence。
人工智能，人工和智能。
So how does the AI learn？
那么人工智能到底如何学习呢
？It's just like how we teach the kid, this is apple, it looks round, it's a fruit, and it's red color when you bite, and it's this crunchy sound.
就像我们教导小孩子，哦，这是苹果，这是红色的，圆圆的，吃下去有果汁。
After 10 times that the kid will pick up this knowledge, process it, and will be able to recognize that in the next when they see the apple next time.
而久而久之，这孩子就会知道，哦，看到苹果，他就知道这是苹果。
It's the same when we come to training the AI to do so.
所以当我们来操作这个人工智能的时候，其实它的步骤也是一样的。
We give them enough raw data.
我们要给他们足够的原始数据。
So that they can recognize a pattern.
好，让他们可以意识到这整个的框架。
And then they will process and give you your desired output.
然后他们就会操作，然后给出你想要的成果。
So that means whatever that we see from the chatbot response.
所以现在如果我们在 chatbot 里面，我们看到所有的回应。
It has collected enough data from the world.
因为它就是从好多的这个数据里面收取资料。
So that it see a patterns on how to respond.
好，让当中可以看到一些的规模，一些模式。
That means the technology.
就也就是说，这个科技。
Is using our responses to this.
是使用我们对那个课题的反应。
All kinds of topics and issues.
针对各种的这些课题。
That it says it's okay. Don't tell any people. Don't let any people dictate what you do.
所以他就会讲，哦，你放心啊，你不要让人家来定义。
Just be who you are.
你成为你自己就好。
I'm all out. Go for it. Go for it.
就去做吧，就去做吧。
If that's your thing, go for it.
如果真的是你想要的，就去做。
And the world doesn't understand you, go for it.
那世界他不明白你，不用紧，你就去做。
And once it collected all this data, it thinks that the technology will think that, hey, this could be the answer of how I respond to this user.
然后当他收集到这类似的这个回应过后，他就会处理，然后就会说，以后我就要以这种方式来回应这些问题。
Then you will be asking Charlotte, why are you talking about all this on the Sunday morning?
就是说，沙乐，这礼拜天早上你讲这些东西干嘛？
Because if let's say all this raw data that is feeding the AI, giving this kind of advices.
假如这些人工智能在吸取这些原始数据。
Where are the voices of the Christians?
那么基督徒，你们的声音在哪里？
Where are the voices of the church?
教会，你们的声音到底在哪里？
Have we done enough to express the biblical truth?
我们是否已经尽力了来显示出圣经里面的真理
？So that the world can hear this biblical truth from us.
好，让这个世界可以从我们身上听到这圣经的真理。
I named the title of my sermon calling "The Church in Our World."
今天我的讲道主题是我们世界中的教会。
That the church should not be just a church that in the four walls of the church.
教会不应该只局限于四墙之内。
But we are placed in this world, in our current world.
因为我们被置于在放置在这个世界里面。
God has placed and called us for a mission.
神已经呼召我们，给予我们一个使命。
There is a task and an assignment for us to do.
我们有任务需要去完成它。
And what is it?
那么我们任务又是什么呢？
Subsequently, I want to show you a statistic.
接下来我要让你看看这一份数据。
And the top three challenges that the youth are facing.
就是关于到这年轻人应对的三大挑战。
These statistics I got it from a study that is being filled and answered by the youth ministers, the pastors, and the leaders in the church.
这个民调的是。从这个教会所有的这青年，好多都是青年领袖、青年牧师里面所获得。
The top three challenges that the youth are facing, that the ministers and the pastors feel not equipped to deal with.
这个年轻人所遇到这三大问题，而那些青年领袖、青年牧师他们所无法去给予帮助的。
The first, worldly distractions and negative influences from social media.
第一就是来自社交媒体的世俗的干扰和负面的影响。
A more secularized society and rejection of spirituality.
社会就更加的世俗化，信仰更加受到排挤。
Difficulty addressing tough or sensitive topics.
以及难以解决棘手和敏感的问题。
That means if you have a youth or you have a children that watch a lot of TikTok.
如果你有孩子他们可能会观赏很多这些 TikTok 的视频。
Recently, there is a challenge. It's called choking or pass out challenge.
最近有一个挑战，就叫做窒息挑战。
To challenge the kids to do that until a point of unconsciousness.
就是所谓窒息挑战，就要挑战你，让你做一个动作，一直到你差点窒息。
This happened recently, and I think from what I read, it has taken more than 20 lives already.
这个相信这个我从我所读的这个研究里面发现到，已经有20个生命因此被夺走。
How do we deal with that as a church?
而我们教会，我们应该怎么去解决这些问题
？How do we deal with the tough and sensitive questions that is not taught in the school or at home?
我们应该如何去面对这些学校或者教所没有教的这个问题
？Like for example, the sexual orientation. How do we deal with the changes, or the trend that is happening in the world?
例如我们的这个性别的意思，我们该如何去面对
？How should we deal with drug addiction？
如何去面对这些毒品的泛滥
？How should we deal with the long-term effects of drug usage？
我们要如何去面对这长时间使用毒品过后的影响
？Masturbation, pornography,
how do we deal with that？看色情片如何去面对这些
？Because in the biblical times there was no pornography because there's no TV.
因为在圣经的时代没有色情片。
There's no visuals.
因为当时候是没有电视机的。
If the church failed to interpret and understand the biblical truth to apply in our world, we might lose the world.
如果我们教会无法去接触去面对这些问题，我们可能将会失去这个世界。
If the church is not the place to bring the kingdom of God.And the values into the world, we might lose our mission in this world.
如果教会无法把神的真理带入这个世界，我们可能就失去，就无法完成我们的这使命。
So what did Jesus says to us?
耶稣怎么说呢
？About the church.
耶稣对教会是如何说的呢
？In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20.
马太福音二十八章十八到二十节。
And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth."Has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
耶稣上前来对他们说：“天上地上一切权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。我吩咐你们的一切都要教导他们遵守，这样我就常常与你们同在，直到世界的终结。”
This concludes the great mission that Jesus has commanded and given to the church.
这个是耶稣所命令给予教会的这个大使命。
And speaking about the church, the term the church.
如果我们提到教会这一词的话
，these terms has only been mentioned by Jesus twice in the book of Matthew.
在马太福音里面，耶稣只提起教会两次。
Although in other Bible verses it's mentioned about the community of believers.
有一些是说明到这个教会就是一群的信徒聚集在一起。
But this term has only been mentioned in the book of Matthew. Let us look at all these verses.
我们一起来看看这些经文里面耶稣所提起这个教会到底是什么回事。
Let's do a little bit of Bible study, shall we?
我们一起来查考圣经。
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 to 19.
马太福音十六章十八到十九节。
And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church.
我告诉你，你是彼得，我要在这磐石上建立我的教会。
And the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
死亡的权势不能胜过它。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever that you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever that you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，你在地上捆绑的，在天上也被捆绑；你在地上释放的，在天上也被释放。
Take note that he says that he will build.His church.
注意，他说他要建立他的教会。
Why don't you turn to your neighbor when we talk about okay? When we talk about church, it's not just the City Light Church. It's not like laying the bricks and etc. When he talks about the church, it talks about you and I. So you turn to your neighbor and say, "You are the church."
You are the church.
And turn to the other neighbor, says, "I am the church."
I am the church.
So whenever we talk about this, it is talking about us.
当我们在指教会的时候，其实在指我们，而不是这建筑物。
The second occurrence of the term church in the book of Matthew is in Matthew chapter 18, verse 17 to 20. If they refuse, okay, in this paragraph, it talks about dealing the sin in the church.
在这经文里面是讲到如何面对教会里面的罪。
Jesus was telling the disciples, if they still refuse, they means the people who have committed sin.
耶稣说，如果他们仍然拒绝，所谓的他们就是那些犯罪的人们。
If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church.
如果他再不听，就告诉教会。
If they refuse to listen, even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector.
如果连教会他也不听，就把他当作教外人或者税吏吧。
Truly I tell you, whatever that I bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what I loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
我实在告诉你们，你们在地上捆绑的，在天上也要被捆绑；你们在地上释放的，在天上也要被释放。
Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agreed about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them.
我又告诉你们，你们当中若有两个人在地上同心为什么事祈求，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在他们中间。
So from these two verses, we can see the similarities from the Great Commission that we studied earlier.
在这两处经文中，我们可以看到耶稣所跟我们提起的这个大使命的相似点。
First, he says that he will build his church.
第一是他要建立他的教会。
In Matthew chapter 18, it says that all authority has been given to Jesus.
然后马太福音28章里面说，天上地下所有权柄都赐给耶稣了。
And second thing, it says that it will be sustained by his presence.
第二就是提起他的同在。
Because he says that wherever there's two or three gathered in his name, there he will be with us.
当两三个人聚集在一起的时候，他必与我们同在。
This is consistent with what he says in the Great Commission, that he will be with us to the end of the world.
这是他在大使命里面所说的都一致，就是他必与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
So from these two verses, we can see that there is this verse that has been repeated.
从这两处经文里面，我们会看到一直重复的事物。
That whatever that you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
我们在地上捆绑的，在天上也要被捆绑。
Whatever they lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
在地上释放的，天上也得释放。
It seems like the mission of the church has greatly connected to these verses.
我就感觉到，教会使命和这处经文好像很有关联。
I didn't lose you, right? Everybody still there?
大家还在吗
？Okay.But what is the meaning of binding and loosing?
那么这捆绑释放的意思到底是什么？
In the Jewish customs, it means that the authority to interpret and to apply the commandments.
在犹太人的习俗中，这捆绑和释放就代表着我们解释跟诠释那个经节的能力。
To determine the applications of the scriptural commandments for our current situations.
来鉴定在我们的现今的世代里面的这个经文的使用。
So when we talk about binding.
当我们提到捆绑。
We're saying that binding that the law, it means that to determine whether this commandment is applicable in our current situations.
律法中的捆绑的意思代表着我们在我们的现在的世界中还如何能使用这个律法。
Losing means
释放呢，则是
to determine that this word was not applicable in this certain specific circumstances.
就表示在这个特定的情况下，这个经文不能使用。
While this might be new to some of us.
可能这对我们来讲，是蛮新的。
I want to show you how Jesus do this, throughout the book of the Gospels. Okay, I'm just gonna give two examples.
我要通过这两个圣经里面的例子来看，耶稣是怎样诠释这捆绑和释放的例子。
When he was still on the earth and serving, in the ministry.
当耶稣还在世上来服侍各众人的时候。
He was traveling around to teach the word.
他周游四国而来宣讲神的福音。
And most importantly, he's bringing out the true intent of the law.
最重要是他要把这个律法的精华给呈现出来。
Okay, for one example, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 to 23.
举这个例子，马太福音五章二十一到二十二节。
It's a lot of verses, so let me simplify.
我们这边会有很多的经文。
When it was says that it of the old that you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment.
你们听过吩咐古人的话，不可杀人，杀人的要受审判。
This is written in the Old Testament.
这是在旧约就有提到的。
But Jesus say, but I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother.
但是耶稣说，但我告诉你们，凡无缘无故向弟兄发怒的
，whoever insults his brother，
凡骂弟兄、辱骂弟兄的
，will be liable to the hell of fire。
将会受到难逃地狱之火。
So he is talking about the law that is prohibiting murder。
就是我们提到
，it applies to the anger and also insult。
律法是提到杀人的罪，可是耶稣也把它跟联系于这个辱骂跟愤怒在一起。
When I read this, I was like, "Wow, Jesus brought it to another level, so high."
当我听到说看到这个经文，我就哇，耶稣把这个律法的这个规格提高了。
Stay with me. Another example, Matthew chapter 5, verse 27 to 28.
另外一个例子，马太福音五章二十七到二十八节。
In the law, it says that you shall not commit adultery.
你们有听过这样的吩咐，不可奸淫。
But Jesus said, "Whoever looks at woman with a lustful intent."
可是我告诉你们，凡是看见妇女就动淫念的
，has already committed adultery.
心里就犯了奸淫。
Similarly, with like the example that I showed just now.
和刚才的例子一样。
He also binds a law, prohibiting adultery, to lust.
耶稣也把通奸罪律法里面的通奸罪跟这个淫念联系在一起。
Through this teaching, he is saying that the problem is with the heart.
通过这些教导，耶稣所指的是心是人类罪恶的根源。
The heart is the locus of human sin.
心人类罪恶的根源。
And thus, the intentions of the heart are judged by the same standards of as action.
因此，对内心意图的评估标准也对行为的评判标准是相同。
So that we will understand the true intent why this law has been given.
所以我们才可以真正明白这个律法被记出来到底是什么事情。
It is not just by the actions, but it is of the heart.
并不是单单关乎行动，而是我们的心。
There are many occasions when you go back and read the Bible, you see many times when Pharisees challenge Jesus on certain law.
如果我们仔细读圣经，我们看到法利赛人有好多是挑战耶稣关于这些律法。
But Jesus will answer in a way that, to show them that the true meaning of the law, why the law was being given.
可是耶稣回答他们的时候，就显示出为什么律法要神要给那个这个律法。
And Jesus has been reinterpreting all these laws so that we can understand God's heart.
耶稣重新诠释了这些律法，好让我们可以明白神的心意。
And that he asked the church to do.The same.
耶稣也要教会如此行。
To understand not just the written word.
好，让我们不只是明白表面上、字面上的意思，而是神的心意。
So that we can understand the true intent.
好，让我们可以明白神的真正的心意。
Of God's will.
可以明白他的旨意。
Let me give you some other examples.
让我再给你一些更多的例子。
That over the years, the churches has learned to interpret God's heart.
多年以来，教会是在诠释着神的心意。
I want to talk about the fruitful and the multiply first. Can we go to the next slide, please? When God says, "Be fruitful and multiply,"
当神说生养众多。
And then we will always say this to those who are, I want to say married and have the first or the second, and then during Chinese year, be fruitful and multiply lah.
我们常常会对那些已经结婚了、开始有孩子的家庭说，你要生养众多。
But we all know that this will not be read in a way that God wants us to reproduce without limit.
可是我们知道，这个所谓的生养众多，并不是神要我们永无止境的去繁殖。
That means the Christians, can I use condom? That means the Christians are permitted to do some prevention.
也就代表说，基督徒可以做一些防范的措施。
So that we understand God's heart is not just us to keep on, you know, having kids and unlimitedly.
我们明白神的心意，然后神并不是要我们要永无止境的繁衍下去。
And the other verse when Jesus mentioned about saving money.
第二耶稣所提到的就是关于储存钱财。
He mentioned in Matthew chapter 6, do not store up the treasure on earth.
马太福音六章这边讲到，不要为自己积攒地上的财物。
If we understand this verse correctly,
如果我们真实的明白这个经文的话，
He's asking us not to rely on the treasure and the possessions on the earth.
其实耶稣是表示让我们不要太依靠地上的财富。
And that means we are permitted to have some savings.Have some investments and save up for our children fund.
这也表示其实我们是可以储蓄，我们是可以做一些投资来为着我们的将来来做准备。
We will not read that as oh no, cannot have savings. Whatever savings, we just throw away.
哦，并不是说哎，我们完全不可以储蓄。如果储蓄，我们都要把它丢掉。
And the other one, the other example I want to show you is that the these Quakers, the Society of Friends.
啊，第二个例子我要给你们看，就是这个贵格会，一个教会的其中一个教派。
Back in the biblical times, or during the Old and the New Testament times,
哦，在这个圣经里面的这旧新约时代的时候
，there's practice of slavery.
其实是有这个奴仆、这个奴隶的这个文化。
Even in the Bible, we talk, Jesus talk, the apostles talk about the relationship between master and slave.
哦，即使使徒们在圣经里面提起的这个主人与奴仆的这个关系
，but does it mean that we should still practice that right now?
可是，是不是表示我们到现在我们可以依然来实行这奴隶制
？So over the years, when the church study about the word and understand God's heart,
所以在多年来这些教会在研究、在重新诠释这个神的心意。
And this the Society of Friends, the Quakers,
这贵格会呢？
They started a movement in the 18th century.
他们在十八世纪开启了这全新的运动。
They condemn slavery. They are a Christian body.
他们是一个基督徒团体，他们反奴隶制。
They not just they don't allow their members to have any slaves.
他们不止反对他们的会员们拥有奴隶。
They also started petitions to the government at that time to stop the slavery law.
然后他们也向这个政府诉求，他们要废除奴隶制。
And these are the examples of how we have learned over the time. How do we interpret and understand God's heart through His word?
这也是我们在读神的话，在研读，在诠释神的心意一路来的这个变化。
So that means the church we cannot.Use the word and go and bash the world around.
就是说，身为教会，我们不可以拿着神的话语到处去批判人。
That's one end of the extreme.
这是其中一个极端。
On the other end of the extreme, we cannot be so ignorant to the word.
另外一个极端是我们不可以完全的无知。
To a point that we are behaving like just like anyone else in the world.
来到一个地步，就是哎，我们就好像世界上任何人一样。
Just imagine that you, that we do not know any of God's law, God's heart, and God's love and mercy.
试想想，我们完全不知道神的戒律、神的心意、神的律法。
Other than Sunday morning that you come to church.
除了星期日来到神的家。
That we don't behave like Christian at all.
我们的生活习惯完全不像一位基督徒。
That we show little love to our brothers and sisters.
我们对弟兄姐妹的爱是如此的缺乏。
We have no mercy to the poor and the marginalized.
我们对穷困的被边缘化人们完全没有爱心。
We take bribe, we give bribes, whenever whatever we want to for our personal gains.
光天化日之下，我们为了自己的利益来进行贿赂。
It turns the church.To be not a church that God has called us to be.
这种教会并不是神要我们成为的教会。
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 to 19.
马太福音第十六章十八到十九节。
Jesus says, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven."
耶稣说，我将会赐予你这天国的钥匙。
That whatever that you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
在地上所捆绑的，天上要被捆绑。
Whatever that you lose on earth.Will be loose in heaven.
在地上得释放，也要得释放。
It means that if we understand and correctly using and discerning God's will.
这表示说，如果我们正确的去分辨、去辨别神的心意。
And when we know His heart.
当我们清楚明白他的心意的时候。
It is the key to the kingdom of God.
就是通往天国的关键。
Because by obeying His law.
因为当我们遵守他的话语的时候
，understand his heart，
明白他的心意的时候
，we let God rule and reign in our hearts。
我们让神在我们心中来掌权、来掌管
，so that our life as a living reality of God's kingdom.
好，让我们生命可以配得神的国度。
I think at this point you might be asking.
哦，可能到这个时段你就会问一个问题。
Charlotte, in the Bible, there's so many pages.
圣经里面有好多页啊。
There's no so many books.
里面有好多本书。
I cannot even finish one book.
我连其中一个书信都无法看完呢。
How do I start? How do I practice right now?
我该如何开始？我该如何去操练自己？
I want to say that we have, thank God, we have whole life ahead of us.
我要跟告诉你的是，感谢神，我们有很长的生命。
That God didn't just beam us out once we say that we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
啊，神并没有我们在我们做认罪祷告后直接把我们吹走。
But He gave us time.
可是他给予我们时间。
He led us to embark on a journey.
他引领我们来展开一个全新的篇章。
To learn to read His word.
来学习来读他的话语
，so that we can understand the author of this word.
好，让我们可以明白这个整本书的作者的心意。
So as we read and as we pray, as we worship God.
当我们在读神的话语，当我们在祷告，当我们在敬拜神的时候
，we let God's word to speak personally in our heart.
我们容许神在我们心里面来对我们来说话。
A few weeks back.
几个星期前
I went to a silent retreat.
我去到这个退休会。
退休？静修？
静默退休。
静默的。So I went to a silent retreat. The program was designed so that I can have some silence and solitude.
我就在那边静默来祷告寻求神。
I love the idea because my sons are quite noisy.
我很喜欢这个想法，因为我的孩子。
So, although I thought that might be an escape route for me so that I can have some time for myself,
但是这并不代表是这个是我逃避的方式。
It turns out it is not just a time for myself, but it's a time for me with God.
这段时间是我与神独处的时间。
And a lot of times we have a lot of voices in the world.
很多时候我们脑海里面充斥着这世界的声音。
The distractions comes from external or internal.
外在内在的这个干扰。
That we do not have enough space for God to speak into our heart.
我们心里面没有拥有足够空间让神来对我们说话。
So during that retreat, the silent retreat.
在那个静默的这个退休的时刻。
And I asked God, God, can you speak to me?
我就祷告，就是说，神，你是否可以对我来说话
？Deeply in my heart，
在我心里面深处、内心深处对我来说话。
And when I read the word，
当我在读神的话语的时候
，I ask God to use that word to transform in my personal life。
我求神使用这话语来翻转、改变我的生命。
So when I was sharing about this message, the church in the world，
当我在分享这个信息的时候
，I'm not talking about the church。Leadership or the other churches, the GBC, the KBC, the other churches or even City Light Church.
我并不是针对任何的地方教会。
I'm talking about you and me.
我所指的是你和我。
At a personal level.
在一个很个人的层面上。
Deep down in our heart.
打从我们心里面。
Have we lived out to be the church that God?Has called us to be.
我们是否有活出神呼召我们成为的教会
？In this world.
在这世界。
We have many teachers in our church.
在教会里面我们有很多的老师。
If you are teachers, can you raise up your hand?
还是老师？
Or the teachers are still all in Little Lighters. We have engineers.
工程师有吗？
You're in engineering industry.
你在这工程的领域里面。
Business sectors.
或者是商业。的领域里面。
Hey, engineer, why didn't raise up your hand? Well, I work with him, so I can, you know.
我跟他是同事，所以可以直接指名道姓。
So in all sectors, in all areas in our life.
在我们生命中各个的领域。
Either we are in Penang.
无论我们是在槟城。
In China, in Taiwan.
在中国或者台湾。
In America.
在美国。
In KL, in JB.
吉隆坡、新山。
In other parts of Malaysia, no matter where we are.
无论我们在何处。
Have we lived out to be the Christian that God called us to be?
我们可否活出神所呼召我们成为的教会
？It will be really very scary if somebody walk into our church, sit through the whole.Sunday service session, and do not feel that this is a church.
想象一下，如果有人走进来参与了我们整个聚会，可是到最后不觉得这是一个教会，这是很可怕。
Because everyone just act the same as what everyone does in the world.
因为这里的所有人跟外面人没有两样。
That would be scary.
这是非常可怕。
But it doesn't mean that we are doomed.
这并不表示。
我们完蛋了。
完蛋了。
Because Jesus said,
因为耶稣如此告诉我们,
He will build the church.
他会建立他的教会,
and He will be with us.
他会与我们同在。
That means God will call you.
意思是神会呼召你,
to faith.
呼召凭信心,
and He will sustain you.
他会供应你,
every single day of your life.
每一天都如此。
So that one day we can be the church.
好让有一天你可以成为那一间教会。
That he has called us to be in the world that he placed us in.
也就是他呼召我们放置我们在这世界的教会。
As I was praying for Vision Sunday.
当我为这意向主日来祷告的时候。
I'm thinking, before we flesh out all the projects and the initiatives and the heart of what we want to do for the rest of this year.
我在想着，当我们来显示出所有我们所计划、所要成就的事工等等。
I would like to encourage all of us.
我要鼓励所有人。
The city lights.
光之城的人们。
The believers of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的追随者。
That we will pledge our heart.
我们会献出我们的心。
Surrender our life.
我们会献出我们的生命。
So that we can become the church that God has called us to be.
好，让我们可以成为神所要我们成为的教会。
That we will be able to truly go and make disciples.
好，让我们可以真正能去到外面成为来做门徒。
While we are doing that, God is with us.
当我们如此行的时候，神就与我们同在。
So this morning.
所以今天早上。
I would like to wrap up the message that I'm sharing.
我要总结我所分享的。
But I would like to.Get all of us to just close our eyes.
我要大家一起闭上双眼。
Wherever you are, no matter what sector you are in.
无论你在何处，无论你身处哪一个领域。
Whether you are working or you are not working.
无论你是有工作还是你没有工作。
Whether you are a parent or not a parent.
无论你是家长还是不是。
Whether you are in City Light Church or not in City Light Church,
无论你在光之城与否，
or in Penang, you reside in Penang or JB on any parts of this world,
无论你居住在冰岛与否，
that if you have the faith and believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord,
如果你有信心，你相信耶稣基督是你的生命的主，
I want you to pray and commit your heart and life to God.
我要你来祷告，再次把你的心委身于神。
This morning, I want to pray for all the members and everyone in City Light Church.
今天我要为这所有的会员以及
that we come together collectively.
光之城人们会在一起。
That we are asking God for a vision, for a direction.
我们同心来祈求一个来自于神的这意向使命。
For the divine vision that He has given to us.
好，让神能赐予我们他属他的这个意向。
He has called us the city light.
他呼召我们，叫我们称我们为光之城。
So that we can bring the light to the city.
好，让我们能把光带入这座城市中。
We can be the salt of the world.
我们可以成为这世上的盐。
We can be the salt in the world.
我们可以成为这世上里面的盐。
And so this morning,
今天早上
if you are part of City Light,
如果你是光之城的一份子
if you are part of if you are part of if you are a believer of Jesus Christ,
如果你是耶稣的跟随者
I would like to invite you to stand up and pray.
我想要邀请你站立来祷告
As we sing this song again.God, I look to you.
当我们在唱这首歌，神，我们仰望你的时候
，We're asking God.
我们来
to be our rock,
成为我们的神
，to be our strength,
成为我们的力量
，to be the one that is leading this church,
成为来统领这座教会的神
To be the one that is leading our life.
成为那个来针对我们生命做出改变的神。